Hello, Elizabeth Easter.
I really enjoyed that too.
Yeah, she's just lovely. The book's lovely. And it's a very important message.
It's uplifting. Yeah.
Now, Fossils from the Lost Worlds by Damien Lavident. Does it do what it says on the cover?
It totally does what it says on the cover. So from bees and wolves to dinosaurs. Gecko Press, as many of your listeners probably already know, is a Wellington-based outfit founded in 2005. And they produce books for younger readers. And I associated them with selecting books of extremely high quality, largely for 2 to 14-year-olds, although actually putting age limits on books is really restrictive, but people like to pigeonhole. And many of the books were originally published in languages other than English, and Gecko took to reproducing them in all their illustrated glory in English. So when I think of Gecko, I think of scrumptious, sumptuous, you know, strange, magical, wacky, very un-English, sort of often European-style books. And more recently, actually, they've been publishing New Zealand titles too, but I put my hand up for this fossil book, this book of dinosaurs, because mainly for old time's sake, because I had this burst of nostalgia for the days when my son was really into dinosaurs, and he's kind of outgrown them now, and he stopped wearing dinosaur print pajamas too, actually. And I used to feel really proud that I knew a triceratops from a diplodocus, I knew who battled walking backwards using their tail like a club, and so I decided to take this book because I felt like my dinosaur knowledge had slipped. So, this beautiful book of dinosaurs, it's big, really elegant, it's beautifully illustrated, as you'd expect from a Gecko, one of the ones that Gecko choose, with wall-to-wall images. The text is really easily understood, and yet it's still quite comprehensive scientifically. Lots of facts simply expressed. There are also little cartoon strips to sort of break it up and break out fact boxes. So it would probably really suit either a younger preschool child who's being read to, who could enjoy the pictures while they're, you know, being read to, and a bigger, more fanatical, fact-hungry dinophile could easily use this to become that kid at school who every time it's their turn to share news, they could provide some new dino information. So it was originally written in French, and the book begins with geological periods, the origins of animal life, which is just fascinating, and then goes through all the little tiny creatures, you know, tiny little things with no bums or faces, which just boggles your mind. How do you be a living creature with no bum or face? There's something I'll read back over that section. There's a miniature horse and a whale with legs, and then, you know, you get the great big great big creatures, and then there's one that's sort of elephantine or sort of rhinoceros-esque, and it has little, rather than a rhinoceros tusk, it's got the little cones like the giraffe has, and also bits like that don't necessarily stay around in skeletons, so it's hard to, a lot of the paleontology, we think, you know, people were making some very educated guesses. And then of course it goes right through to dinosaur extinction, which currently scientists believe can be attributed to a meteorite hitting the Earth 66 million years ago somewhere in Mexico, and the crater has been found. And so we learn how things were discovered, when, by whom, and the evolution through to extinction, and not just of dinosaurs, but in a more roundabout way, paleontology. And also, to a lesser degree, how science works. So I really enjoyed it. And I might get myself some dinosaur pyjamas. And unlike a lot of Gecko books, the language isn't kind of wacky or whimsical or lyrical. It's not one of those. But that's not this book's purpose. It reads more like the information panels at a museum, which is no surprise, as I think it may have been produced for a museum. So to be honest, but not at all critical, it is relatively dry-esque. Not dry, that's sort of the wrong word, but, you know, it's facts. It's not sort of gussied up with any silliness. Love the it. Illustrations are beautiful, it's elegant, impressive, and I reckon it's the sort of book that a grandparent might gift to a dino-mad grandchild and then feel very smug with themselves for making such an elegant choice.
And then spend plenty of time reading with them. Thank you, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Easter, Fossils from Lost Worlds is by Damien Lavident. It is published by Gecko Press, and $40 the price.